Radio Christian Voice News, The Global Link.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia announces 70 new constituencies following delimitation exercise. DPP leader criticizes Nambelebo sexual offense law calls for repeal. And South African opposition figure Malema sentenced to 5 years in prison. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced the 70 newly created constituencies following the completion of the delimitation process. ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zolomi said in determining the 70 constituencies, the commission was guided by constitutional provisions which require consideration of several factors. Mrs. Zalomis said these include the history, diversity and cohesiveness of communities, population density, demographic trends and projections, geographical features, means of communication, the need to keep constituencies within district boundaries, and the need to achieve approximate equality of population while ensuring adequate representation for urban and sparsely populated areas. Ms. Zalomis said that 70 new constituencies have been distributed across the provinces as follows: Central Province 8, Copperbelt Province 7, Eastern 5, Luapula 5, Lusaka 6, Muchinga 6, Northern 6, Northwestern 7, Southern 9, and Western 7. She emphasized that no district or province was pre-allocated a fixed number of constituencies before the consultative process was concluded, adding that claims suggesting otherwise are false and misleading. She said that among the newly created constituencies are Kembe West in Chiwombo District of Central Province, Konkola in Chililabombo District on the Copperbelt Province, Chupata North in Chupata District of Eastern Province, and the Mweru East in Chelenge District of Lopula Province. Others include Lima Constituency in Lusaka District, Mwenzo Constituency in Nakonde District of Muchinga Province, Saisi in Imbala District of Northern Province, Solwezi North in Solwezi District of Northwestern Province, Maramba Constituency in Livingstone District of Southern Province, and Mongo East in Mongo District of Western Province, said Ms. Zalomis. Ms. Zalomis acknowledged that the outcome may not meet every expectation, noting that delimitation is never an exercise in satisfying every demand, especially with only 70 additional constituencies against a total of 116 districts nationwide. The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, for introducing a comprehensive legal framework on resettlement management for people affected by both public and private development projects, as well as forced displacement. On 16th March 2026, Cabinet made a decision by approving in principle the Resettlement Management Bill of 2026. CTPD lead researcher for Land, Environment and Climate Change, Solomon Mwampikita, said the progressive move demonstrates government's commitment to improving governance, protecting vulnerable communities and promoting socially responsible and sustainable development outcomes. For too long, the absence of a single and comprehensive legal framework has left vulnerable communities at risk and delayed critical development projects due to prolonged land disputes, said Mr. Mwampikita in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He added that CTPD is confident the bill will address long-standing challenges, including a fragmented legal framework and weak coordination among key government agencies involved in displacement and resettlement processes. Mr. Mwampikita noted that with government's target of attaining 3 million metric tons of copper production by the year 2030, alongside 10 million metric tons of maize production, development-induced displacements are likely to increase. He said many communities in mineral-rich areas such as Kalumbila District of Northwestern Province have already experienced displacement. He cited the case of about 271 households that are facing relocation due to the expansion of Lumwana Mine in Kalumbila District. Mr. Mwambikita has since urged government to ensure the prompt tabling, consultation and passage of the bill in Parliament so that Zambia can benefit from a modern, transparent and effective resettlement framework.
This is because of the development projects which are being undertaken, and already we have seen in the mining sector where government is planning to attain 303 million metric tons of copper by 2030, as well as 10 million metric tons of maize in the agriculture sector. So we are likely to see the rise of displacement, but already looking at the steps the government is taking to protect the communities by developing of the resettlement management bill.
Opposition Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza has criticized the enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, describing it as a bad and dangerous law that risks punishing innocent people. Mr. Mwanza says the recently enacted law removes the option of bail or bond for individuals accused of sexual offences, a move he says could have unintended consequences. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwanza has since urged government to urgently revisit and repeal the legislation. Mr. Mwanza argued that while addressing sexual offence is critical, removing bail entirely undermines principles of justice and fairness. He warned that the law could be misused, especially for those who hurt others, leading to wrongful detentions based on unverified claims. Mr. Mwanza said instead of making such offences non-bailable, government should instead put in place stiffer punishment and a more efficient justice system to ensure timely case resolution.
We stiffen the punishment, but not make the accusations a conviction. Because if you are accused, you are as good as you have been convicted. Because there will be no bail. And with our system of justice, it can take you years before your case is disposed of. So we are now turning accusations into convictions with that law. So that law must be revisited, it must be repealed, it must be amended. It's a bad, dangerous law that can be abused by people who hate you, or it can be abused by the state against those they don't want.
A technical team engaged by government under the Zambia Mining and Environmental Remediation and Improvement Project, ZAMNEX, has arrived in Northwestern Province to support the development of national mine closure guidelines. The team will consult local communities and traditional leaders to understand how mine closures may affect people whose livelihoods depend on mining. Mine closure work coordinator and senior geologist Anna Apla said during a courtesy call on the provincial administration in Solwezi that inadequate mine closure planning can lead to long-term environmental damage and prolonged socio-economic challenges for mining-dependent communities. Dr. Apla noted that with several mines in the province approaching mid to late life stages, this is an opportune moment to assess how mine closures is currently planned and governed. She added that the case study will contribute to national efforts to strengthen integrated mine closure approaches with a particular focus on social aspects such as livelihoods, service provision, land use and long-term community resilience.